Hi, this is Heaton Shah.
And this is Stelly Effie. And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to make your inside sales process more human, or how to infuse a human touch in everything you do when it comes to inside sales.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And the reason why I wanted to talk to you about this, Heaton, is that we both see a lot of SaaS companies that are developing their marketing and sales teams from scratch. We both see a lot of technology that's out there today increasingly. I mean, I'm building a lot of that technology, but there's a lot of sales automation, AI in sales, bots, just like automation, scalability,
dude,
technology in
dude,
sales
we
in general.
We both have sales teams.
There you go. So, and I read everywhere these headlines on like field sales is dead and inside sales is taking over the world. And I do agree with this. And for people who don't know, the definition of field sales is when you have to physically go out to the customer to sell them in person, right? So
can I pause you for a second?
Yeah,
there?
Sure.
Cause like,
yeah.
You know, like it's amazing to me how much I disrespected field sales when I first started SaaS.
Ooh.
And the reason is like it made me feel like I had to go and do all this effort and talk to customers and go in front of them and sell them that way and go to their office and have like 20 meetings with them. And as I started actually learning and doing much more about inside sales many years ago, I realized that like everything we know about inside sales came from field sales. All of it. Because that's how people started. I mean, just think about even selling vacuum cleaners door to door.
Yeah.
What is that, Stelly? Yeah. Isn't that field sales?
That is right? The definition of field sales.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have a healthy respect. So I just wanted to pause you and say I have a massive healthy respect for that because I realized as I dug in that all these things like predictable revenue and all this stuff, like, and I can trash anything really easily. I'm not trashing it, to be clear. But I am going to trash it for a second. All this is bullshit. It came from field sales. If you go read about traditional enterprise field sales, you'll learn a lot more about sales than any other method. Or even like vacuum cleaner sales, right? And selling door to door. Those are the methodologies. Everything we know about sales comes from there. And a lot of us who are like technology folks, building SaaS tools, doing inside sales teams, or worse yet, not having sales teams, because some of my companies don't have them. We don't understand that like even the principles that you do with marketing around like promoting your site, doing product marketing, converting people to paid, they come from field sales. They come from door-to-door sales. We need to have a healthy respect for that. So anyway, that's my quick rant on like why this is important and why I love this topic.
I love it. I'm so glad that you brought this up because one of the things that I'm really happy about, like there's a lot of things when it comes to like startup culture that have gotten better. There's some things that we've gotten worse at. But one thing I'm glad to see kind of a trend that is reversing, and I know that you had a big hand in this, and I've tried to play my part as well, is that I remember when I arrived in Silicon Valley in 2007, everything was about scalability. And everything, like whenever you talk to people, whenever anyone's mind entered the idea of like, going to talk to a human to figure something out or showing people in any way that's not pushing a button online and making it go boom and making it go viral and setting up a system that's automated, people would like look down on it and go, well, that doesn't scale. Like that was the thing that everybody would throw around at any tactic that was not, that didn't include the word viral or automated in it, right? People would just go, well, that doesn't scale. Like, shut the fuck up, first of all. And second of all, like, I love that I think I see this trend is reversing because today I see, you know, PG has written about doing things that don't scale. I've written about this and talked about this a lot. You've talked about this a lot. And I find that today it's still there. There's so often that founders will talk to me and go, do I really have to leave the building and go and talk to people? Like, that seems like a lot of work for very little payoff. Can I just set up a landing page and send a million people to it? So there's still some resistance to it, but I find that more and more founders realize the value of doing some things that don't scale, the value of talking to people in person. And field sales, man, it's a tough job, and there's a lot of value that's been created. And you know, of course, would I tell you if you do SMB sales and the dollar amount is, you know, selling something that costs $25 a month, would I tell you to go door to door and knock on people's houses? Probably not. right? Although it might enlighten you and educate you in the early days, just from a customer development point of view. But in many areas today, enterprise sales, for instance, when the dollar amounts are millions and millions of dollars of a deal, you know, people that go and they play golf with the CTO of a Fortune 500 company for a year before they close the deal, it's not that they're all idiots. It's not that they all don't know anything better and you've discovered this way to sell in a scalable way and they just still live in a caveman world. It's that relationship matter. You know, human-to-human interaction matters. And the bigger the dollar amounts, the more the value we talk about, the more complex the sale, the more it matters to truly have relationships and understand the customer in the full context of how they make decisions and all that. And the less you can just automate and viral it to death, right? So anyways, this is the rant on that. And I love that you brought up that you were looking down at field salespeople. I think that that's something most people, most founders in the tech space probably had in common with you, but most of them don't have the self-awareness to overcome that, or even, you know, the wisdom and authenticity to even say it out loud. So I love that you say that. But okay, and I'm a huge fan of inside sales, right? I built inside sales software. It's not that I say using email, using the phone, using virtual meeting software, using social media. I'm not saying using all these technologies is a bad idea, because it's not.
Not at all.
Right? It's great. It's gonna improve your productivity, right? Inside sales, the beauty of it is that you have a lot more reach because you don't have to you're not limited by your physical environment. You know, I can sell to people in Russia or in Germany or in China or in Japan while sitting here in my office in Palo Alto. I don't have to take a flight to close this deal or to start the relationship at least. That's beautiful. That makes humanity more productive. That's awesome. And I'm able to interact even asynchronously. So I can do one-to-many. I don't always have to do one-to-one. And I can even communicate at times where I'm sleeping, right? I can set up certain emails to be automated and be sent out even at times where I don't have to do it physically. So from a productivity point of view, it's beautiful and it's powerful and it's here to stay. And it's chipping away more and more from field sales. More and more field sales type functions are shifted over to inside sales functions. But, and this is the thing I want to talk to you about, there is a cost associated with it. And if you're not aware of it, you're falling behind. And if you're aware of it, you can get ahead of your competition. The thing that is missing with a lot of this inside sales stuff is the human touch, the human element, and the relationship building part of doing selling. The beauty of field sales was that I was able to come into your whatever, your restaurant, your office building, your headquarters, your home, if I was selling vacuum cleaners, which is a powerful thing. Being in your home, Heaton, is an incredibly valuable thing if I want to sell you something, because I have such a rich context, right? I see how you live. I see the pictures on your wall of your family. I see that, you know, I see the books you're reading. I see the toys of your children. I meet your mother or your sister or your wife. There's such rich human context. And if you are tuned in, you can make that context help you understand the person in front of you better. And if you understand them and you open yourself up for them to understand you, you create a relationship. And that's such a powerful foundation to make business happen, right? And all that is lost, or a lot of that is lost, when I'm sending you an email, you know, pitching you my vacuum cleaner, and you send me back a question about my vacuum cleaner, right? There's not a lot of context I have about you. Or if I put up an ad in Google and you click the ad and you land on my landing page, and all I see is that the view count has gone up by one. There's very little context I have about who you are. And there's very little I can do to build a real human relationship. So let's brainstorm a little bit about the how to infuse humanity into what you do, not for some social fuzzy, I just want to be more human to be human, or because I think that's valuable, not for any kind of fuzzy, you know, reasons, but for real business, money in the bank reasons. Because the reason you want to infuse humanity in the way you sell is because relationships and having a human touch and having people feel emotionally invested in you and making people feel like you're familiar to them and they know you will make them want to do more business and give you more money, right? That's a kind of hard, cold business truth. So how do you do that? So let me ask you, even before I go into some of my ideas or my tips, you know, you're advising many companies, you have sales teams, you know a lot about this. Although you're not like, you're more known as a you know, founder, investor, advisor, and a marketing mind, you know a ton about sales. But even just from the things that you see people do with you, right, when they try to sell you something, what are you noticing? Have you noticed any companies that seem to be more human than others, or any people that have reached out to you that have been able to lean heavy on the relationship building part, although they've never met you in person? Have you noticed anything good or bad in that area?
Yeah, I think to summarize what you're saying and the feeling that I even got as I got a healthy respect for field sales and where we kind of came from and door-to-door sales is in inside sales and with all this sort of technology that we had maybe even 3 to 5 years ago, which is different than the technology we have today, which I think is your big point and the thing we should be discussing, we basically lost something along the way. And what we lost is this kind of personal human touch. Like, for example, I'm stuck in the vacuum cleaner salesman, but like you could knock on the door and the worst personal human touch is they slam the door in your face. Like they open it, say hi, and you're like, I'm selling you a vacuum. I want to sell you a vacuum cleaner. However you would start the pitch, I'm sure you'd start it in an amazing way, Sally. But they might still slam the door in your face. That's a human touch. You get a visceral reaction. You're like, crap. These days, like that's not the same as like sending an email and not getting a response. Nobody shut the door on you. So that's a very visceral thing, right? Yep. The other thing that I remember is like against what you're saying and aligned with it is like if you can get in their house, the first thing you do is you spill something on their carpet. And then you just clean, and then you just use your vacuum cleaner to clean it up, and you got the whole show not tell effect. How the hell do you do that in an online anything, right? So that emotion of like dropping something on the carpet, they're like, oh crap, right? What did you just do? They're like, no, I got this. Watch this, right? It's amazing. So I think we lost all that. We lost that human touch. We lost that physical reaction. Being able to watch the customer and what they do when you do that. That'll probably tell you more than anything you need to know or could know in any way online about whether you're going to be able to close them or not. So the things I've seen more recently and today is that in short, companies are getting much better at their pitches when they actually try and they use this technology. And what I mean by that is call recording, showing your face in a Zoom webinar and all these things that I'm sure we're going to get into. Or, you know, are pretty obvious if you really think about how do you have more of a personal touch? Or even the idea that you can know a lot about me because of my exhaust online, as I like to call it. So everything I'm putting out there, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, doesn't take a lot. And so your emails to me, your phone calls to me, your text message to me, whatever you're doing to outreach, your tweets at me can be very, very, very good to the point where I have no choice but to respond. And it's pathetic how bad it is out there. I can't even think of an example, Steli, where I'm like, oh my God, they're amazing at this, right? Like all I can think of is little things I see of personalization, like putting your business name on the website because you can plug in Clearbit and Mad Kudu and Drift and integrate it in. So in the chat box, it has a company name, which is a basic thing, but it works really well because all of a sudden an anonymous visitor who expects to be anonymous ends up seeing their company name right on your website or in your chat box without them ever having to enter it in. It's like magic. And it's not that creepy, but it's kind of creepy. But people seem to be okay with it. So that's like an example of what I see some people do. Segment.com is one of the sites that does that. If you're like in their high value customer set, they'll actually know your company name. They'll detect it and do something with it, you know, based on the tools I just suggested. Another thing is our ability to record these things. It's intense. Like you can record phone calls and analyze them. You can record your webinars or your, sales demos and actually analyze them and review them. I mean, I don't know how many sales teams do phone call reviews, but it's not enough. I don't know how many sales teams are doing these reviews of the sales calls and the demos. I know it all sounds basic and we used to do it with the phone, but now you can do it and even understand. You can go as far as even understanding the emotion on the other side. Every minute, every second of that call. And these are the kind of things that like I'm excited about. I mean, it's going to change the way we do sales. It really already is. But again, most people aren't using
it. Yeah, I love it. I mean, there's a lot of beauty to it, right? You have a lot more information. You have a lot more data. You have a lot more reach. You can be one to many, so you have a lot more scale. So there's a lot of beautiful things if you use them in the right way. I love, you know, when you talked about like some of the things we're losing out on and then some of the benefits that we have once we got into somebody's home. I think two other things that people that were beautiful in field sales and that we have to find ways to replicate but not lose totally is that, you know, if when I sit next to you in your home, I have your full attention. And that's such a powerful thing. You know, I have your full undivided attention. When I'm on the phone with you, when I'm sending you an email, if I'm chatting with you and you're on my website right now, I almost never have your full attention. I guarantee have only a small part of it, right? It's like talking to, imagine if you had to make sales pitches for your vacuum cleaner and the person next to you was reading four magazines, listening to three songs and having five television sets open while arguing with their sister. Like, how could you ever make a compelling pitch or build any kind of relationship if you have such a little, such tiny percentage of somebody's actual attention? But that's oftentimes what the online experience will, or the remote experience will be like, right? You're talking to them maybe on the phone, but because you haven't turned on video on Zoom, on Skype, and you haven't made them turn on video, or even when they do that, they have 100 other tabs open. So they're chatting with somebody on Facebook and they're replying to a text message on their phone and they're, you know, observing the stock market tick on the top left of their screen. You don't have their full undivided attention. And that's, and a lot of times I see salespeople that don't even give their full and undivided attention to the person they're talking to. They're talking to somebody. And while the prospect responds, they're answering emails, they're filling out things in some contract, they checking out Facebook, they're liking things on Twitter. Are you fucking crazy? Like the, again, that's like the vacuum cleaner salesperson talking to the person, and while they're demonstrating it, you're basically reading a magazine and talking to your wife as the salesperson. Like, how are you ever gonna make somebody? How are you gonna give your best and really create a human connection when you're not there, when you're not fully there? And I think that that's a real risk that's happening today. I think first to remedy that as a salesperson, you need to make sure that you, when you talk to people, everything is shut off. It's dark and you give them all your attention. You might be in your CRM, but in nothing else. And that when you realize that they might not give you their full attention, so when you really, really need it, when it comes to a part of your pitch or demo or something that's really, truly important, you say words like, and this is the most important thing I can show you today. And then you'd count 23, 22, 21, and now you show it to them. Because if they're busy with Facebook or Twitter or something else and they hear the words, and this is the most important thing I really want you guys to take away from this entire conversation, they'll stop what they're doing. They'll go, oh shit, I need to pay attention. Right? But you need to highlight when you want people to pay attention, when not, and you need to give your undivided attention to people. And I see this rule being broken every single day and it blows my mind.
Oh yeah. I mean, Yeah.
The other thing, let's do tip time, right? Because we could go on forever.
Yeah.
If people out there are interested in more tactics than we just shared on this episode about how to make your inside sales process stand out, how to make it more human, how to build more powerful and lasting relationships while doing inside sales, send me an email at stelly@close.io or tweet me at stelly. And I'll share you a few links and resources and other tactics that I've developed over the years. But let's do tip time. We haven't done this in a while. You share a tip on how to be more human and how to build better relationships while doing inside sales, and I'll do the same. I'll start. My one tip is, one additional tip is that find ways to infuse a little humanity in, let's say, your emails, right? So this can be just, you know, this could be your email signature, including some fun fact, you know, whatever it is that you're, that makes you, you. It might be that you're a family person, there's some family related news or some family related, you know, updates. You had this, you know, Disney World trip with your family, you include a little picture or something that is uniquely you and that's personal. Maybe it's a hobby of yours, maybe it's whatever it is, something human. And I'll give you a good example that you can study. A lot of people that are interested in inside sales probably are aware of Aaron Ross. Aaron, if you go to predictablerevenue.com or whatever his URL is, or aaronross.com, I don't know. If you get on his newsletter, one of the things that I like most about it is that every time he sends a newsletter, it's some dry thing about, you know, cold emails and enterprise sales and this and that. But it always ends with some news, some update on his personal life. And he is like a family of like 10 children. They've adopted four. They're adopting another three. And he'll share, like, you know, the journey of how he went to China to adopt a child and include pictures. And, you know, over the years, as I've been receiving this email, I now have a real sense. I think I know who he is, and I know a lot about his